Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'd like to begin by reading from John chapter 6, verse 66 through 69. It says, "From that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, 'Do you also want to go away?' Then Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and to know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" Viktor Frankl was a Jewish doctor from Austria who survived a Nazi concentration camp during World War II. He was taken prisoner by the Nazis in 1942 and released in 1945. I want to begin today by reading a statement by Viktor Frankl, which he made sometime after his release from the Nazi prison camp. He said this, "Everything can be taken from a person but one thing, the last of our human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances." Isn't that a great statement? It's really true. Everything can be taken away from a person, his fame and fortune, his finances and his family, a person's health and his home. All these things can be taken away, but you always have your attitude. That's something that no one can take from you. And we all have a choice regarding what kind of attitude we have. Here in this passage, we see some pretty interesting and amazing attitudes regarding Jesus. At this point in Scripture, Jesus has already called his 12 disciples. He's well into his earthly ministry. He was very popular at this point, and there was usually a large crowd traveling with Jesus and his disciples. Verse 2 in this chapter says that then a great multitude followed him because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. Then later in chapter 6, we see that Jesus feeds the 5,000, walks on the water, and it says the next day he began to teach and preach to this great multitude of people. At the end of his teaching, we see these interesting attitudes. And first of all, we see here an attitude of defection. That's found in verse 66. It says, "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more." As I said earlier, in verse 2, the Bible says, a great multitude followed Jesus. And now in the end of this chapter, it says that many of his followers went back. In other words, they turned away, they left. And it says that they walked with him no more. My friends, what a difference a day makes. One day, this group of people are following Jesus, wanting to be with him wherever he goes. And the next day, they decide to leave Jesus, never to return again. We see here in his teaching that Jesus talked about his expectations and his call to his followers for a commitment. He basically gave the crowd an invitation to surrender and follow him. But these people who left wanted to see more miracles. They wanted Jesus to do something to satisfy their fleshly desires. They were wanting to see a show or signs. But after Jesus presented the truth in his teaching, they rejected Jesus and decided to walk away. Here Jesus is inviting the people to come to him. He's offering eternal life and calling for a commitment. These people wanted to be carried away in the excitement of the moment instead of turning their life over to the one who could save them for eternity. Several nights ago, I made a run to the local Dollar General store. I was just going to buy a few things and make it a quick trip. But as soon as I arrived at the Dollar General and walked into the store, a store clerk immediately ran over and turned me away. She told me I had to leave. And I asked her if I could just buy one thing. And she said no. She said it was past time to close, and if she let me buy something, that she would get in trouble. So she told me I had to leave, and as I left the store, she closed the door behind me and locked it. My friends, Jesus is always waiting with open arms. He wants us to turn to Him in our time of need, and Jesus doesn't have a closing time. He's never closed. He's never out to lunch. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. He said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is an invitation from Jesus for us to come to Him at any time. So we see here an attitude of defection by this group of people. And number two, we see an attitude of declaration. That's found in verse 67 and 68. It says, "Then Jesus said to the 12, 'Do you also want to go away?' Then Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.'" After this first group of people leave, Jesus turns to ask the 12 disciples if they also want to walk away. The Apostle Peter speaks up and gives Jesus an answer. I really like this answer, and I really like Peter's attitude here. The Apostle Peter says, "Where else would we go? Jesus, you have the words of eternal life." You see, the other people who left, they were trusting in the miracles of Jesus, but Peter and the disciples were trusting in the Messiah. Peter is basically saying, "We've got this figured out." He says, "We've come to believe and to know that you are the Christ." The King James Version says here that Peter said, "We believe and are sure." Peter basically has here a blessed assurance, Jesus is mine attitude. He's not going anywhere. It's almost like Peter is saying, "Are you kidding me? You're the Son of the living God. Why would we walk away?" My friends, during these very interesting and unprecedented times, let's make sure we don't turn away from Jesus. Let's turn to Him. To whom could we go? Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's our solid rock when everything else in this world is shifting sand. He knows our needs. He sees us right where we are. We can completely trust Him and depend on Him during this difficult time. I read a quote the other day regarding the choices that we make, and it's a short quote here that rhymes. It goes like this: "The choice to make good choices is the best choice you can choose. Fail to make that choice, and on most choices, you will lose." My friends, our attitude during this crisis or at any other time is a choice. Our best choice is to have an attitude that says, "I'm staying with Jesus and I'm not going to walk away." Jesus is the answer. Thank you and God bless you.